As a public collection, the NGV Collection of Art and Design exists for all to enjoy. And with its enormous wealth of styles, stories, perspectives, and experiences, there is something for everyone to connect with. In this series, NGV team members share the artworks that they love and return to. The works that offer limitless intrigue, inspiration, or a sense of connection and common ground. My name is Stephanie Pullman, and I'm the Youth and Families Coordinator at the NGV. I'll begin the journey by introducing you to Russell Drysdale's painting, Treeform, created in 1945. Looking at this painting, I'm transported back to a Queensland summer, where as a child, I remember looking out the car window at row upon row of lifeless grey trees. In 1944, Drysdale was commissioned by the Sydney Morning Herald to document the devastating droughts occurring at the time in Western New South Wales. This had a monumental effect on Drysdale, which he communicated to his friend, artist Donald Friend, saying, "I feel very much like a new man. All this has done something to me, which is difficult to explain." I experienced a similar change in 1997 as our car slugged its way through the heat. I saw a single ancient tree, an island refuge amongst the yellowed grass, a herd of cows sheltered in its shade. I asked my mother why all the other trees were dead, and she told me stories of how ring barking was used to kill trees in order to clear land for livestock. At this revelation, I felt a heavy sensation of loss and wondered how humans could be so at odds with another living thing. This feeling is summoned again in the twisted and tortured form of Drysdale's tree, its sculptural shape giving it an anthropomorphic quality, which evokes a sense of empathy for this landscape, suffering from a habitation which seems to be working in its exact opposition